Was a tune titled Eddie Harris, composed by Eric Alexander, who was heard here on tenor saxophone with the Peter Bernstein Trio. Peter Bernstein on guitar, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums. We recorded the concert at the Nordic Heritage Museum as part of the Ballard Jazz Festival, presented by John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen and Origin Records. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to Dave Dysart, who did house sound and assisted us with the recording. And thank you for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production for Jazz Northwest, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5 KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The Great Migration in the 20th century, early 20th century, from the southeast continental United States, pretty much into Chicago, was an important river, if you will allow the metaphor, for the development of this music. And the matrix of it, of course, was the New Orleans area and all the other places that contributed to the idea of a human being creating, and Chicago. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you're living in the southeast, and you get to Chicago, and you hear stories before that about it, and, you know, gold in the streets and all that stuff. But it was a better life. It was a great life for musicians, and the styles out of New Orleans hit Chicago with New Orleans musicians, as well as the young musicians in Chicago who were madly in love with the new style and created their own Chicago style, which was simply Chicago interpreting New Orleans. One of the great bands of New Orleans musicians were the New Orleans Wanderers. Made a record for Columbia, a couple of them. 1926, we'll hear two of their output. George Mitchell on trumpet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Joe Clark on alto, Lil Armstrong playing the piano, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo and guitar. Perdido Street Blues and Gate Mouth. Thank you. The New Orleans Wanderers in Chicago, 1926, Columbia Records, Perdita Street Blues, and Gate Mouth. George Mitchell, trumpet, Kid Ory, trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Joe Clark, alto saxophone, Lil Armstrong, piano, Johnny St. Cyr, banjo. And that was startling everybody. They were so happy about that, you know. 3 years earlier, King Oliver's band arrived with Armstrong, Louis Armstrong, playing second cornet, and the magic was taking off. Kid Ory later on, with Claire Austin, playing his trombone, 1954, with Don Ewell on piano, Ed Garland bass, Minor Hall on the drums.
Love, oh, careless love. nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean when you're down and
Claire Austin singing in Los Angeles, 1954, recorded by Good Time Jazz Records. C.C. Rider, one of the great early folk blues. And Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out by Jimmy Cox. Kidoy trombone, Don Ewell piano, Ed Garland bass, and Minor Hole playing the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
So we're on the highway speeding southward out of Tehran.
From the deserts of Iran to the plains of North Dakota.
This is a classic main street. I'm standing on Dakota Avenue.
Every day, Morning Edition takes you to the news.
A trip that's made complete by KPLU's daily tour of Northwest news and analysis. Coverage that gets us all off on the right foot.
Come along for the journey. Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on KPLU. Support for KPLU comes from the 18th Annual Jazz in the Valley, a three-day music festival in historic downtown Ellensburg, celebrating straight-ahead jazz and blues with over 24 acts, as well as microbrews, Northwest wines, and local fresh fare. Information at jazzinthevalley.com.
Thank you.
Art Blakey, his drums, his quintet, 1954 Blue Note Records, performing for you, Confirmation, written by Charlie Parker. Clifford Brown, trumpet, Lou Donaldson, alto saxophone, Horace Silver, piano, Curly Russell, bass. And Confirmation, one of the few compositions that Charlie Parker wrote that wasn't based on somebody else's harmonic structure of blues or otherwise, totally of his. Confirmation. And it is that, in the sense of religious confirmation. And Art Blakey's incredible drumming and how much he did for the music, and he was the great messenger in that sense. And, anyway, and I think those things are important to remember, the people who message us in one way or another. A couple of vocalists now for you. Jelly Roll Morton, 1938, also playing piano. And in Cincinnati, 1947, Wynonie Harris.
I'm the one and only, don't deny my name. One and only, don't deny my name.
Town.
Sang for you and played the piano in his composition, Wine and Boy Blues, 1938, Jazz Man Records, Cincinnati, 1947, King Records, Wynonie Harris singing for you, one he wrote called Blowin' to California, with Tom Arquilla playing the tenor sax as well as Hal Singer, and Hot Lips Page trumpet, and Joe Britton on trombone, and Joe Knight on piano. Carl Flat Top Wilson playing the bass and Clarence Donaldson on the drums, Shelleywell Morton and Wynonie Harris right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Delta Airlines, introducing up to 5 daily nonstop flights from Seattle to Phoenix. Service may be operated by Delta Connection carriers. Delta, keep climbing.
I'm going to remind you that if you're trying to find something to do, get away, you know, that sort of thing, a vacation. Well, starting September 30th, you can do that because KPLU is putting together a package of a trip to Australia. Now, if you want to find more, I can't tell you any more than what I've been told or what I can see here on some things to mention to you. But I can tell you, you get online, kplu.org, and you get more details about that. And I can imagine for 14 days down there, or up there, depending on how you look at it, it must be something. I mean, you're going to hear jazz music, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to be away. That's the main thing, isn't it? I mean, a trip, a vacation, a time away from all that stuff. We'll find some other stuff, but it'll be new stuff. Departure is September 30th, so kplu.org is going to get you in touch with somebody, and they'll tell you what to do, and they'll tell you the cost and all of that stuff, and what kind of shoes to wear, and, you know, all of that. Must be kind of fun. Featherbrain Blues, written by Muggsy Spanier, the great cornetist. Here are two versions of it. The first one, 1945 Birdcage Records, and the second one, 1950 Mercury Records.
Hey, Muggsy.
What do you want, Ernie?
Man, that sounds like a mockingbird.
No, Ernie. That's no mockingbird. That's a featherbrained bird. And you know what I'm going to do with him? I'm going to blow him right away.
Muggsy Spanier, his cornet, and his band, and his composition, Featherbrain, 1945 Birdcage version, and 1950 Mercury Record version. Right there, some fine work on clarinet by Pee Wee Russell in the first one, and by Darnell Howard in the second. Gene Schroeder playing the piano on the first one, and Floyd Bean on the second. Ernie Caceres, bass saxophone on the first one. All that. Now to compare, the same way, a composition out of the bop era, when there was a lot of scat singing, just making stuff up. That kind of thing. Well, this is called Upapada, written by Babs Gonzalez, and he first recorded it for Blue Note Records in February of 1947. We'll hear his version, and then 6 months later, in 1947, for Victor Records, Dizzy Gillespie, his trumpet and his orchestra, and their version of Upapada.
Upapada, bliabadula, bibliba. 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 This is something new you can easy do. It's a crazy refrain. You carry bop to a lindy hop. Listen while we explain.
Loop ba doo boo, la ba da ba. 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 Loop ba doo boo, la ba da ba.
I want a zoot suit with the reed pleat, with the drape shape and the stuff cuff to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal. I want a reef sleeve with a right stripe and a rare square, so the guys will stare when they see me strutting with my Sunday sow. I want to look keen so my dream will say you don't look like the same beau so keen that she'll scream. Here comes my walking rainbow, make a zoot suit with the reed pleat, with the drape shape and a stuff cuff to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal.
Papa Dot started that composition by Babs Gonzalez. He sang it for you, 1947, for Blue Note Records. Pee Wee Tinney, fine guitarist with him, Tad Dameron on piano, and Rudy Williams, alto saxophone. Then, in August of 1947, Dizzy Gillespie's version for Victor Records, his trumpet, his voice, John Lewis piano, Kenny Haygood doing vocalizing, James Moody on tenor, fine drumming by Joe Harris, a couple of versions of Oopapada. Then Benny Goodman and his orchestra in 1942, and fitting to the bop style, a zoot suit for my Sunday gal. Art London sang that for you. Benny Goodman's fine clarinet, OK Records, 1942. Pianist is Mel Powell for that one. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. All along in the early days, the music, that is the improvised music, the hot music, as Basie said, that which makes you pat your foot, that was trying to get a hold in the recording industry, and it came under the sign of novelty. So people, oh, what's a novelty? Well, that's fine. You know, they'll let it go. Frank Westfall came up with one in Chicago in 1922, his fine band. It's written by the great pianist and composer Ubi Blake. It's called Serenade Blues. You'll hear the classical kind of performance, which is wonderful, and then they jazz it up just a bit. Thank you. UB Blake, composition, Serenade Blues, Chicago 1922, performed by Frank Westfall's orchestra. Frank Westfall playing the piano. Columbia Records, and you can hear that. In the end, they just started kicking it. It's the Devil's Workshop. Yep, look out. T.J. Anderson, in 1971, did some wonderful things by realizing that ragtime was not just played by people at home on the piano. Almost every city had a band, and ragtime was played by a band in the park, in a special place. Every Sunday, you could go out there and have a picnic basket and the whole thing and hear this fine music. UB Blake wrote one called Fizz Water. Composition Fizz Water, performed by Ragtime Orchestra, 1975, and directed by T.J. Anderson. Fizz Water, written by UB Blake in 1914. Here's UB, 1973. He's going to play one of his rags. He's 90 years old. The Dream Rag. Piano, age 90, 1973. His composition, The Dream Rag. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This program was The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you and hear from you and see your request list. And I love the stories you send me about what the music has meant to you and what special things you do in your life that are your solo. That's very special to me. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Leaders of some of the world's most powerful countries meet to discuss global conflicts, and the head of Iraq's National Orchestra performs at the sites of bombings in his country.
I chose to turn every corner of Iraq into a spot for civility, beauty, and compassion.
I'm Ari Shapiro, the cellist of Baghdad, on the next Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Nichols, Herbie Nichols at the piano, his quartet, 1952, his composition, Who's Blues, for Savoy Records. Chocolate Williams, string bass, Shadow Wilson, drums, and on guitar, Danny Barker from New Orleans. Frankie Lane now, 1946.
Here in our moment of darkness, remember the sun has shone. Laugh and the world will laugh with you. Cry and you cry alone. No tears, no fears. Remember there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart, and we'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, someway, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. We will be together again. Thank you.
Together Again, written by Frankie Lane and his accompanist and arranger Carl Fisher, and sung for you by him, 1946 from Mercury Records. Then, in L.A., Stan Getz, his tenor saxophone, 1954, and his version of We'll Be Together Again, with Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, John Williams piano, Bill Anthony on bass, and Frank Izzola playing the drums. Now, Jimmy Mundy's arrangement and composition for Count Basie, 1941, a beauty called Feather Merchant, and we will hear Basie's band in 1941, and then go back to Stan Getz and that band's version of Feather Merchant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Feather Merchant, written by Jimmy Mundy, arranged for Count Basie in 1941, Columbia Records, Basie's fine piano, Harry Edison on trumpet, and always spectacular Joe Jones on drums. And then Stan Getz, 1954, in Los Angeles, his version of Feather Merchant with Bob Brookmeyer on bell trombone, Johnny Williams at the piano, Bill Anthony on bass, and Frank Zola playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, June 18th through July 1st, with over 300 performances and 1,800 musicians from around the world, including the Rini Rosnes Quartet, Stanley Clark, Pink Martini, and The Roots. More info on the festival is available at coastaljazz.ca.
At the same time, 1954, that Stan Getz was playing in Los Angeles, that which you just heard, Lyle Murphy, great composer and arranger, was putting together something for GNP Records there in L.A. He chose Rush Cheever to play soprano saxophone, Frank Morgan alto saxophone, Buddy Collette tenor, and Bob Gordon baritone saxophone, and Buddy Clark to play bass, and Chico Hamilton to play the drums. And he arranged Harry Warren's I Only Have Eyes for You and Murphy's own Fantastic.
Thank you.
His arrangements, his composition, 1954 in Los Angeles. I Only Have Eyes for You, written by Harry Warren and Murphy's own fantastic Russ Freeman, Frank Morgan, Buddy Collette, and Bob Gordon, all saxophonists there, with Buddy Clark playing the bass and Chico Hamilton on drums. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU and The Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
If you think Australia is simply a place where people ride kangaroos while drinking large cans of beer, it's time to expand your horizons. Join the KPLU Travel Club on September 30th for a two-week Australian adventure. We'll visit the vineyards of Melbourne's Yarra Valley and attend a jazz festival on the beach in Sydney. We'll also experience the Great Barrier Reef, rainforests, and, yes, probably some of those huge cans of beer as well. Make your reservations today at kplu.org.
Well, you down, mama, let your daddy see. You got something, baby. What do you mean? Well, mama, don't lie, no. Lean out, oh, now, no. Well, well, I'm here, mama, no. Oh, my woman, don't do you know. Woman, better keep your dresses down. You got me standing around my face full of frown. Well, mama, don't lie, no. Lay it out, oh, now, no. Well, well, I'm in the mind, no. Well, my woman done, you know. Little late woman, do just like a squirt. Get up in the morning, cock that on the word. Well, my mama don't lie, no. Lay it out, oh, now, no. Well, well, I'm in the mind, no. Ooh, Lord, my mama done me wrong. Drop your window, woman, and down your blind. Can't hear nothing but your doggone best friend crying. Well, mama, don't lie, no. Lean out, oh, no, no. Well, well, you know my mind, no. Well, my woman done done me wrong. One morning, yeah, later soon, some old joker boy can have my room. Yeah, mama don't lie, no. Lying out, oh, now, no. Well, well, the woman I'm loving, Lord, she done done me wrong. Well, tell you women how to keep your man at home. Lord, you can squeeze the lemon woman in. Roll him all night long. Yeah, mama don't lie, no. Lay out, oh, now, nah, no. Well, well, I'm in a mind, no. You know, my mama done done, you know. Sweetest peach woman don't grow on no tree. Sweetest honey don't come from no bee. Well, mama don't lie, no. Well, I get up in the morning, get the highway 49. Well, well, I look for little Mel Vinum. Ooh, man, don't say you cannot be fucked. I got a long tall woman. Live on highway 49. I got a long tall woman. Live on highway 49. Well, I get up in the morning. Ooh, Lord, boy, she died on my mind. Never out of my sweet mama. She don't pay me no mind. Ooh, Lord, never. She don't pay me no mind. Hey, you got poor Joe walking down, woman. Ooh, Lord, Highway 49. I'm gonna get up in the morning, Melvana. I believe I just my bed. Ooh, Lord, I get up in the morning. I believe I just my bed. I'm wide on Highway 49, border. I'ma be rocking to my head. Happy wherever get the blue. Get the Highway 49. Play it up, boy, have fun. Have you ever get a blue? Get the Highway 49. Well, I'm never my sweet woman. Ooh, Lord, boy, she don't pay me no mind. Soon this morning, boy, I'm in rolling Jackson Town. Jackson Town. I done got tired of laying around, walking the Highway 49. I'm standing in Chicago today, mama. You're leaning on my mind. Playing out your own, I got to do. Ooh, Lord, I'm standing in Chicago. You're leaning on my mind. Yeah, about she, my sweet woman, you're on Highway 49.
In the middle of the night, dreams of you keep coming back to me, and I'm wondering where can my love be. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, thoughts of you bring teardrops to my eyes. I keep praying for the sun to rise. In the middle of the night, what can I do? What can I do? Last night you told me we were through. After all I've done for you, I'm all alone and feeling blue. In the middle of the night, I keep longing for your tender kiss. How could you leave me all alone like this? In the middle of the night.
have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had I to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is this happy ending? Where are you?
That set started with Big Joe Williams in Chicago, 1935, for Bluebird Records. His guitar, his voice. Little Dag Woman and 49 Highway Blues. Then, 1949 in Los Angeles, Amos Milbourne for Aladdin Records. His piano, his voice, In the Middle of the Night. And an interesting selection by him, a Jimmy McHugh, Harold Adamson composition called Where Are You? I think that comes from a film somewhere in the middle 30s. With Milbourne, Maxwell Davis on tenor, Gene Phillips on guitar, Ralph Hamilton's playing string bass, and Jesse Sales on the drums. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5. KPLI Olympia 90.1, KPIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. Eddie Condon now, 1957, his guitar, Billy Butterfield, trumpet, Cutty Cutshall playing trombone, Bob Wilbur clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Condon, as I said, guitar, Leonard Gaskin string bass, and George Wetling on the drums. Eddie Condon's guitar, his band, 1957, Columbia Records. Billy Butterfield, trumpet. Cutty Cutshall, trombone. Bob Wilbur on clarinet. Gene Schroeder playing the piano. Leonard Gaskin on bass and George Wetling on the drums. What You Call 'Em Blues, written by Steve Rogers. Heebie Jeebies by Boyd Atkins. Chimes Blues by Joe Oliver. And A Monday Date by pianist Earl Hines. Here's Hines, the original performance of A Monday Date, Chicago 19. I can't remember the date now. Trying to memorize that, but I didn't do it. Anyway, Earl Hines, Chicago, solo piano, A Monday Date, OK Records. Remembered it. I don't know why I rely on my memory at my age, but I still try to. Earl Hines, solo piano, Chicago 1929, OK Records, and his composition, A Monday Date. Art Tatum, in 1956, live in that place, played Rosetta, probably Earl Hines' most famous composition. We'll hear Art Tatum play it, and then Tatum's going to do Victor Young's A Ghost of a Chance and Vincent Heumann's Alleluia. Art Tatum live at Cafe Society, New York City, 1956. Rosetta by Earl Hines. Ghost of a Chance by Victor Young. And Hallelujah by Vincent Humans. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
How, 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 how.
It's the weekend, and KPLU has the blues.
Well, Mother doesn't exactly approve of this type of music.
Well, we have 6 hours of blues every Saturday and Sunday night.
That's what I call cooking with grease.
Join me for All Blues, Saturdays and Sundays from 6 to midnight here on 88.5 KPLU.
See, this man got the blues right there.
Happy square on her.
And next time I see you, I had your family's in order. Before we were near the white, we'd sit down on it. I told his wife, let's take this 40 in order. Oh, we'll do the wife, said I believe I'll make a law, daughter. All right, we'll care all about it. Let her leave a duty and a written go to Arkansas, daughter. Well, I started going, we will not take a lot of Indiana. Bloody had his family land on her. Oh, you told father, I think I take your family on her. Talk all the blinds and the leaves, you have to swear on her. Oh, you both, you, why you need a hold on her. More dear, why they rain.
Charlie Patton, 1929, Paramount Records, two by him, playing his guitar and singing. Mississippi Bo Weevil Blues and Screamin' and Hollerin' the Blues. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Support for KPLU comes from Cancer Treatment Centers of America and Jazz Alley, featured this month in the KPLU Sponsor Spotlight program. More information about these sponsors and how to become a KPLU sponsor can be found at kplusponsor.org. Every Friday at 9 a.m., KPLU's Morning Edition ends with an in-depth look at our Northwest weather from Cliff Mass.
There will be significant changes in the atmosphere due to the greenhouse gases. The planet's going to warm. So what we must do now is prepare for the changes that are inevitable.
Along with national, international, and regional news, listen for our special weekly features, including Weather with Cliff Mass every Friday. Morning Edition, weekdays from 4 until 9 on KPLU.
Thank you.
was by Jim Knapp, arranged and composed by him for his string orchestra, Origin Records in Seattle, 2013. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, National Public Radio, including all you fine folks out there. Working Man Blues. Thank you. Working Man Blues, Humphrey Littleton, 1949, King Oliver, 1923, Butch Thompson, 1989. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia, 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9 and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.